This is The Rotunda, your podcast about the people and issues shaping Florida politics. I'm Tramell Gomes.
Shame on you. You are an embarrassment. You are an embarrassment. We're getting record-breaking cases every day, and you are doing nothing.
That protester who called for Governor Ron DeSantis to resign during a news briefing says he would do it again. Tomas Kennedy explains why.
Yeah, like, we need to hold these folks accountable. They work for us, you know? So I hope more people do it, right? I'd do it again.
After a major fall from the political spotlight, former Tallahassee mayor and Florida gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum breaks his silence.
If there was something I would want you to take from me, it would be don't be like me. Don't suffer in silence. Get access to the help that you need.
We have all that and more coming up on episode 173 of The Rotunda.
Shame on you! You should resign, Ron DeSantis! Resign!
The protester at a news conference who shouted and called for the resignation of Governor Ron DeSantis over his handling of the pandemic says he would do it again. Tomas Kennedy, a longtime Miami-Dade advocate for undocumented immigrants, admits he's no fan of DeSantis and says he's frustrated to see that Florida's death toll is now over 5,000. He thinks the governor is more focused on trying to project a positive image with misleading information.
You know, 5,000 people have died. And the administration is reacting the way they are, you know, and so many people are having a bad time. Yeah, like, we need to hold these folks accountable. They work for us, you know. So I hope more people do it, right? I'd do it again.
During the news briefing, DeSantis asked the public to wear face masks and practice social distancing. But he stopped short of a statewide mandate as he continues to downplay the impact of the virus.
Now, we have to address the virus with steady resolve. We can't get swept away in fear. We have to understand what's going on, understand that we do need, that we have a long road ahead, but we also have to understand that within the context of the moment.
Well, it looks like people appear to be taking a page out of Kennedy's book. During a Monday stop in Orlando, protesters were drowning out Governor DeSantis at another news conference. Kennedy, who is also the Florida coordinator of United We Dream, the largest immigrant youth-led network in the country, says he feels, like many people, that they are not being heard. But Kennedy joins the program so we can hear how and what led him to speak up and speak out.
You know, I had heard about this press conference about an hour before it happened, because they usually send the press releases like really late. I'm guessing because they want to avoid this sort of thing. And, I don't like Ron DeSantis, right? Like, I think he's anti-immigrant. I think he's pro-Trump. I think he's just been a bad governor in a lot of different issues. But, you know, through this public health crisis, not only has it been apparent that his values are horrible and that he doesn't have the interest of immigrants, of working class Floridians in mind, but also that he's incredibly incompetent and, on top of that, arrogant, right? And it's just been a disaster what's happening here in Florida, right? I mean, we've had more COVID-19 cases than over 100 countries combined. You know, over 300,000 cases. Today, we've reached over 5,000 deaths. On top of that, the unemployment benefit system is broken. Thousands and thousands of unemployment claims are unpaid. We pay taxes for them in case of a rainy day like this one comes. There's been no real plan from the state. They're pushing to reopen schools as we have become the new epicenter for the pandemic globally. They're pushing to have the Republican National Convention in Jacksonville for some reason. And they're refusing to do simple things, right? Like mandating that people wear masks. In Alabama, another Republican state, pretty conservative, right? They've mandated the use of masks when they reached 1,000 deaths. Here in Florida, we've reached 5,000 and we're still arguing about basic things like that. So it needed to be done. Someone had to go tell him to his face that what they're doing is an embarrassment.
You are an embarrassment. We're getting record-breaking cases every day, and you are doing nothing. You are falsifying information, and you are misleading the public.
Yeah, and you certainly did that. What was it
like when you were at the press conference, were you waiting for a moment? How did you decide that you were gonna do this?
Yeah, I got the notice of the press release. You know, someone sent it to me, and I don't know, I just saw it and I was like, you know what, this is in Jackson Memorial Hospital, it's not too far from me, I'm wrapping up with work, whatever I haven't finished I can pick up, you know, later on today. So I'm just gonna go, I'm gonna try my luck, right? Yeah, and I went, I walked in there and told them that you needed a media credential, and I just told them I was a writer, and I didn't feel like I was lying too much because I have been published before, pretty like semi-regularly, almost in a weekly or bi-weekly basis. I write, published pieces. So I was like, okay, I'm not like lying too much.
Well, it's a stretch because we yeah, we can all claim stretch. That we're a writer in the end of the day.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I'm going to do what I need to do. And if they give me the credential, they give it to me. And they gave it to me, which actually speaks to the level of disorganization, right, of the administration that DeSantis has put together. And yeah, and I just walked in, I sat down, and I waited for about 40 minutes. For it to start. So I was sitting there for a while. And yeah, once he came out, I like started listening to him. You know, I was like, well, I was determined to do something, but I was like, I do want to hear what he has to say, right? Where this goes. And it was immediately clear that, you know, he was like doing his usual thing, cherry picking data, sort of like lying, focusing on things that paint a positive picture, no sense of acknowledgement, no real specifics on a plan. And I was like, you know what, I'm sick of this, I'm beyond sick of this. And I just got up and, you know, interrupted him,
and we saw it exchanged on CNN, and it just picked up steam. And you asked in that moment to respect social distancing as you were being escorted out.
Shame on you. Don't touch social distance. Don't touch. You need to leave. Shame on both of you. You need to leave. You guys are misleading the public. You have no plan.
So what happened? What didn't we see on camera?
Yeah, I mean, if you see the video, they kind of like the his old comms director, Helen Aguirre Ferre, because she quit less than 2 days ago. She quit or was fired. I don't know. But she signals another staffer to come get me. And he like kind of shoved me out, you know, and I not like very forcefully, but like he put his hands on me and shoved me out. And, you know, I stepped back. I didn't want to obviously escalate in, you know, a physical situation by any means. So I stepped out, and then outside, you know, he threatened me. He was like, you know, you can get arrested right now. We have grounds to arrest you. You're trespassing. And I was like, you know, actually, I have a credential and a pass to be in here that you all gave me. So, and I told him, I don't know why you guys gave me the pass, but I have it. So I am not trespassing. But I was like, but I'll go, you know, I've made my point. I've exercised my First Amendment right. And he was like, okay, get out of here. And I left. I didn't want to escalate anything, you know?
Wow. This is The Rotunda. I'm Tramell Gomes, chatting with Tomas Kennedy, an advocate for immigrants' rights who shouted his displeasure to Governor Ron DeSantis over the response to the coronavirus pandemic. So what has happened since? You've obviously done interviews. Did you hear anything back from the administration, or did anyone try to contact you or try to press charges afterwards? What happened since that incident?
Yeah, I mean, I've had like a ton of support over social media. I've done a lot of, media interviews as well, like traditional, you know, media. And, you know, I feel like the reception and the feedback has been like really good, right? And, you know, I don't think I did anything like heroic or anything like that, right? I mean, I was just a person who lives in Florida expressing my opinion a bit forcefully, sure. But I mean, I think the moment kind of requires it. But I think, you know, I've sort of tapped into like the zeitgeist of the moment, let's say, where people are just really frustrated and going through a hard time, and they don't have an outlet for expressing that to people who are making decisions or are not making decisions in regards to the situation, right? And I feel like people, you know, related and felt personified for that. And in terms of the response, not directly to me, and I don't think they will, and they don't have to, right? I mean, like, who am I? But I think, you know, there has been sort of like a shift in messaging, I think, and the way other people respond to DeSantis, right? That I don't want to take credit for, but maybe I helped, you know, catalyze into existence. Like, the day after that happened, there was a meeting with various Miami-Dade mayors, where actually the mayor from Hialeah was not let in. And that was also a fiasco for DeSantis, because the mayor of Hialeah and DeSantis have clashed before. But in the meeting, the mayors that were there actually criticized them, you know, and told them there's no unified plan. We're waiting on guidance from you. The day after that, there was a reporter in Tallahassee at a press conference that got up and told them, you know, not like I did, but he was like, Governor, how many people have to die before we see a unified response, a coherent plan, right? And I've seen, you know, and the media has been attacking him for a while, but I think it helped bring out a new wave of criticism that is validated by what we're seeing every day here in Florida in terms of, you know, number of new cases, people dying, and again, the lack of response, of accountability, the fact that they are manipulating data. You know, famously, we've made national news when Rebecca Jones, a data scientist, was fired because she was in charge of, you know, the keeping track of COVID-19 related information, and she was told to manipulate data to hide the extent of what was truly happening a few weeks ago, right? But yeah, but I think there has been sort of like a shift in the narrative and how people are responding to DeSantis, and there's a lot of factors attributed to that, I think.
With that, what's next for you? Would you even do what you did again?
Yeah, 100%, right? I mean, we live in a democracy, right? We have our First Amendment right under the Constitution. We should challenge people in power. We should challenge elected officials, right? They're not there to elevate themselves and their political careers. Like, and you know, obviously, I don't want to sound naive. Like, that's part of that. But they're there to be public servants, right? And we need to hold their feet to the fire, and we need to challenge them. And I mean that regularly, right? Like, no matter what. But at a time when there is an unprecedented public health crisis, right? And our state has become a global a flashpoint for it, the new epicenter. And, you know, 5,000 people have died, and the administration is reacting the way they are, you know, and so many people are having a bad time. Yeah, like, we need to hold these folks accountable. They work for us, you know. So I hope more people do it, right? I'd do it again, but I hope more people do it, because that's what we need. It can't just be one person or a few people. It needs to be a lot of people doing these sort of things.
Well, Thomas Kennedy, thank you for joining the program. Coming up, the once rising superstar in politics, Andrew Gillum, breaks his silence on Instagram after an embarrassing incident at a Miami Beach hotel where a person overdosed and Gillum was found naked.
Well, my stuff had to be, you know, public and, you know, cause, you know, great embarrassment and lots of rumors, false, some true.
This is The Rotunda. I'm Tramell Gomes, bringing you stories about the people and issues shaping Florida politics. This program is supported by listeners like you. Visit rotundapodcast.com to share your feedback, pitch story ideas, or simply be part of the conversations. Follow us on social media at Rotunda Podcast. Former Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum finally made a public appearance via a video on Instagram.
Hello, everybody. This is Andrew Gillum. I know it's been a while since we've had an opportunity to connect, but as many of you know, I decided to take some time away to work on myself, deal with some issues that I was having. I went away to rehab to focus on my issues with alcoholism. Having grown up in a household where my father battled addiction to alcohol and later died from complications from that deadly addiction, I know well the toll that alcohol can take on not only the individual, but also on the family. I know well the toll that it took on my father's dreams, on his hopes, on his ambitions. And I knew that if I didn't want to recycle many of those same issues for my children, that I had to do something about it, and I had to do it now.
Soon after the hotel incident, Gillum fired off a statement admitting to a drinking problem that he developed after losing to Governor Ron DeSantis.
The feelings I was having as a result of what happened in November, the fact that the office that I thought I could do the most for other people and for the state that I love, I no longer had access to.
In the video message, Gillum opened up about some of his personal struggles and encourages others to do the same.
If there was something I would want you to take from me, it would be don't be like me. Don't suffer in silence. Get access to the help that you need.
He spoke about the struggles of keeping up a perfect image while stopping short of getting into details.
So many of us, you know, think that we got to perpetrate this image of perfection. I know I did. This image of strength, this image of I've got it all together. But the truth is nobody has it all together. That's the big secret. All of us are struggling and trying and clawing at trying to be something else when we really ought to be trying to just be at home in ourselves. And that's really the journey that I'm on right now. This very, you know, deep down desire to want to be a whole and complete and indivisible person, not having to be one thing in one place and one thing in another and a different person, you know, when I'm in this environment and in this setting. And I know that all of us struggle with different layers of that. While my stuff had to be, you know, public and, you know, cause, you know, great embarrassment and lots of rumors, false, some true. The shame that I felt from all of that, from the harm that I had caused, was tearing me up.
As Gillum slowly makes his way back into the spotlight, his legal bills continue to remain front and center. The nonprofit he started, Forward Florida Action, to help register people to vote, using money left over from the gubernatorial campaign and upsetting some of his high-profile donors, like attorney John Morgan, continues to bleed cash. Records show nearly $1 million was spent to cover legal fees. Florida Education Commissioner Richard Corcoran is facing backlash from Florida's teachers union for mandating that all school campuses reopen in the fall. With the increasing spread of coronavirus throughout Florida, education groups and parents are expressing concern that the state hasn't done enough to ensure the safety and security of students and teachers to resume normal operations. Florida Education Association President Frederick Ingram says they are moving forward with a lawsuit.
Teachers that are in crisis mode, that are in panic mode, that are frustrated, that are angry because their voices have not been heard. And we know that they were not in the room when this plan was promulgated. And it was foisted upon the state of Florida on the same day that our president tweets out that we must open our schools.
Ingram says the policy bypasses local leaders and defies national public health guidelines. In an unusual move as this all plays out, Governor DeSantis seems to be distancing himself from Education Commissioner Richard Corcoran, who says he didn't give an executive order and leaves the responsibility squarely on the Department of Education. So that saga will be playing out with little time, as August is right around the corner. All right, there is so much more to cover and so many interviews that are on backlog after the Rotunda's brief hiatus. So we are slowly getting back into regular rotation and hope you'll stay tuned as we do so. That's it for this edition of the Rotunda. Special thanks to Tomas Kennedy with United We Dream. Remember to follow The Rotunda on social media at Rotunda Podcast. You can find me at Tramel G. Also, check us out on rotundapodcast.com, where you can contribute to this program and suggest topics and story ideas. And be sure to join us next week for more stories about the people and issues shaping Florida politics. I'm Tramel Gomes.